The Sangha is invited to go back to our breathing, so that our collective energy of mindfulness will bring us together as an organism, going as a river with no more separation. Let the whole Sangha breathe as one body, chant as one body, listen as one body, and transcend the frontiers of a delusive self, liberating from the superiority complex, the inferiority complex, and the equality complex.
De la vision profonde Mais c'est bon, c'est un...
Dear friends, today is the 30th of January 2011. We are in Low Hamlet at the Hall Assembly of Star during our winter retreat. Here we have practiced the exercise breathing in, I'm in touch. Well, breathing in, I dwell on my unborn. Breathing out, I dwell on my no birth, no death. Breathing in, I dwell on my unborn. We already learned the sutra of the Dhammapada. We also learn about Nirvana. We also learn many sutras. But in these days, one verses where they put two sentences in two different sutras. This line said something like, there is things which is unborn. No birth, no death, no coming, no going, no exist, no not existent. They took two lines of two different sutra into the Buddha. But they said that if there is no such a place of unborn, such a place of no birth, no death, so the born and the birth and the death have no place to come back, to rely on. So there is, in the Udana Sutra, they also have that sentence, because Udana means the sutra where nobody asks question, but the Buddha answer quite a number of things. And those who are other traditions, spiritual tradition, they feel that God is someone who is unborn, no birth, no death. That, and there are those, there are a number of Christians who believe that God is the crown of coming, going, birth, death. God is the ground. And they believe that if we are in touch with God, with that ground of being, we touch the unborn in us. No coming, no going in us. And so that is birth, death, coming, going is only exist in our thinking, in our head. But it's not the reality. Science also can illustrate that truth. Even science do not use the intellectual, but the experience. And there is a French scientist called Lavoisier. He said that nothing is born, nothing died, nothing is created, nothing is lost. That is a French scientist, Lavoisier. But when we observe the reality, we see that true. The cloud is no birth, no death. There are the coming of many, a lot of vapor. So superficially it looks like the cloud is formed, is born. The cloud die. But if you look deep, there's no birth, no death. So if the Christians want, they can consider the unborn as the ground of everything. There's birth, there's death, but it's the superficial part. But the ground of all being is God, is it Christian want. And so if we can see like that, we have no fear. no fear for coming, going, no fear for birth, no fear for death. And then some Christian can say that that is resting on God, resting in God. And some Christian mystics have found that, and they also feel peace while seeing like that. And the last sutra we are learning, and it said that the bird like to go back to the sky, the deer want to go back to the countryside, the forest, and we, the practitioner of understanding and love, we want to rest on the unborn. Nirvana, no birth, no death. So in Buddhism, if we want to touch that Nirvana, we have to release the dualistic view that we are different from others, we are, here is the opposite, birth with death, coming with going. So that is a dualistic view, we have to release that in order to touch. So that is the exercise 16 of the sutra on mindfulness of breathing. So breathe in. I truly throw away one pair of opposite. Throw away. No coming, no going, no birth, no death. No up, no down. No left, no right. The oneness of everything. And the obstacle is a dualistic view. Dualistic view, it means you see that opposite with other one. Creator is different from creature. So creator is different from creature. And so that is a dualistic view. And because of that, we divide and we suffer. So on, and people, and they cannot, you can never resting in God if you don't remove that dualistic view. There are those who believe that if we pray God, God must be a person. But if you say that God is an ontological base, ontological ground, it's impossible to pray. And so they stick to the idea that God must be a person. That is a big issue in theology. So if God is a human, and then we can pray. But if God is an ontological ground, it's difficult to pray. And that is why they always try to a lot of argument about that. So there are those who believe that not God is not a person, but not less than a person. We can accept that, because if we say that the water and the wave, and do you agree that the water is a wave? The wave is a water. But we can say that water is a wave, but water is more than a wave. So you can say the water is a wave, but the water is more than a wave. So God is more than a person. And so the link between water and wave is similar to the relation between God, creature and creature. We have to Nibbana is you have to rest. To rest on the non-dualistic view. So, if our Christian friends try to see like that, that they can find creature is creature, creator is creature, and they are one. Because of that dualistic view, that they can never find God. And they can declare God doesn't exist. It's not correct. But God exists also correct if we do not remove our dualistic view. So the world of unborn is not far away, it's very close, closer than we imagine. And if you practice well, every of your step, you step to the unborn. When you breathe in and breathe out, you are touching the unborn. And we say in the language of theological language is we are touching God in every step. We are touching God in every of our breath. And God, you can rest in God at every second, every minute of your life. If you remove that dualistic view. For me, the most eloquent teaching is I have arrived, I'm home. I'm very pleased with this practice. I have arrived, I'm home. So every breath you breathe in or breathe out, you go back to the present moment, and you go back to the present moment deeply in the present moment, not the superficial present moment. And so by doing so, you touch slowly the unborn. You need to have some mindfulness, some concentration in order to really touch the unborn. And you don't need to go anywhere. You don't do anything. You just are where you are. And then you said, well, this is it. This is so simple. This is it. It's right here now. What you tried to search for so profound, so long time ago. So you already arrived. You're already home. You are already home. You don't need to search for anything. Run for anything. Every step bring you to the resting in God, resting on the unborn, in the deep present moment. And you touch the fulfillment. So every breath, every step, you touch your fulfillment. And you touch the unborn at every step, at every breath. Right here and now. In Buddhism, there is the notion about Dongo. It means a sudden enlightenment. You don't need to practice several months, several years, several decades of year in order to get enlightenment. This sudden enlightenment, Dongo. Ngo is enlightenment, Dong is sudden. If we are lucky, you hear one sentence of teaching, suddenly it touches something very deep in you and you have sudden enlightenment. That is Dongo. Right where you touch the fulfillment, you touch the unborn, and enlightenment is a matter of every second, every minute of your life. So this morning, we have practiced like that, breathing in, I touch the no birth, no death in me. Breathing out, I dwell peacefully, stably, with stability, the unborn in me. Last time we learned about Niệm Định Tuệ, mindfulness, concentration, and insight. That is the three particular mental formation. We have to allow the particular mental formation to participate into the stream of universal mental formation. So the stream of mental formation we call universal mental formation, we learned already, but last time we learned the second part is we call particular mental formation called mindfulness, concentration, and insight. And now we learn two more. Dục thân giải. Thân giải, it means you see something, you listen something, but you go thoroughly to that. You go thoroughly to the end, to the very absolute way to see things, very deep, very profound. Thân giải. What is correct, what is incorrect, that is cruel, what is not cruel. You recognize everything thoroughly, no hesitation. That is called thân giải. When you have a perception, so of something, perception of something, but you have a deep look, and you have the impression that that perception is correct, is absolutely correct, cannot have no doubt. Comprehend. Yuk is the will. Here is not desire. Because yuk, sometimes people translate by desire, but the desire is also the will, but something, have some pejorative way to think that, yeah. Then reside from very negative thing, and so there is that negative thing we call yuk, translate by raga, but here is a will. The you really a kind of deep desire, deep expectation for something to may arrive, for that we'll be freer, we'll be happier. So that is yuk, and because we wish something better, and that is why we go and check our email all the time. So, in our mind, there is something arranging among 51 mental formation, 51 formation of our mind, there is that expectation, formation, waiting for something. You is in the you. You is mean will, desire, expectation. There is one mental formation called so. I don't know if it's a name, but this kind of mental formation that you feel very empty. Empty. There is a lack, a great lack of something, we don't know. It's very vague, but it's a big lack of something. Because of that vacuum that we expect for something much better. And in order to you to feel let forlorn, let empty, and that is the mind, the one mental formation of a number of young person. That is, he's going to read one part of the short story of woman novelist in Vietnam. Phan Thị Vàng Anh, woman novelist, and she wrote that short story when we are young. It was published in 1995. At that time, email is not so freaking like now. And so she still wait letter from post office. So published in 1995 in Vietnam. They try to explain that mental formation, expectation. The title is 10 Days. 10 days of expectation. And this, in the short story, there is that and the author said that is to he went to Da Lạt and it's very boring, it's nothing interesting. So I'm so sad, I borrow a bicycle. At the second day, there's nothing interesting. Everybody look at me biking, go up hill, go down hill. First time, I feel what mean free. Free to articulate my limbs, arm. And the weather is so cool. And I went to the lake, Thang Tho. It's so sad. It's boring. And I go to another place, it's so boring. Maybe I go to the creek gambling. And maybe there's something more joyful in Cam Ly Creek, so on. But and I want to scream that I'm free. And so that is expectation, that is emptiness, that is expectation and waiting for something. If you look deeply, you see that each of us have that mental formation. There is two, the need to be understood and the need to be loved. How I can find somebody who can understand me and how I can find somebody who can love me. So, first life is something very mysterious, very wonderful, and what I want to understand. I want to know why life exists like that. You ask the question. We have that thirst to understand. that truth is very deep. And the philosopher, the scientists also try to find that. And we too, I also want to know who is myself. And if I'm monastic, I'm a monastic, it's the same. I want to understand why. I want to understand me more. There are those who try to search that via science. There are those who do it via theology. And there are those who find that in different way. And but the main point is to understand, to be understood, to love, and to be able to be loved. And so if you decide to be a monk or nun because you want to search for you, to understand you, to understand life, and that is a very deep thirst. And the thirst to be loved too. We are ready to love and ready to be loved. That is a deep thirst. It's very natural. And usually, because it's our dualistic view, we try to find the object of our love. And sometimes we have no time to understand ourselves. We already find the object of our love. And if these two expectations cannot fulfill, and then in you there is an emptiness, great vacuum, red vacuum, and then you want to find something, but you don't know what to find. But in each of us, there is a continuous expectation. In your mind, you know that nothing happened, but deep inside you still expect something better to happen, and that is why you search for your email. Today, I read one short story of Phan Thi Vang and about the New Year. That is the word for the Vietnamese New Year. This short story I read, I feel very interesting to understand the mind of many young people at that moment. It was published in 1995 in Vietnam. Then, the title is 10 Days, 10 Days of Expectation. And then from the 26th of the last month of the lunar year until the 5th day of the 5th first day of the lunar year. Her name is Anne Peace, and she has a boyfriend, and her boyfriend said that this year I cannot spend New Year with you, and I have to go back home to my family home. And she said that 10 days, how I can survive 10 days without you? In this short story, throughout the short story, we see that it's not the first time she fell in love. That is maybe many other partnerships too. So before that, she have another partner, have the name Lương. And she still keep 80 love letters from him. About 80 or 90 love letters. But now they decide to be only friends. And she believed that in the past I thought that I fell in love with him. But in fact, I discovered that we are only friends. So in the short story, there's those who ritual for you are going to marry Luke, but in fact they already stopped to love, but they keep friendship only. But now she's in love with another man who is living for 10 days to his home family home. So she said, 10 days too much. 26 of that, it means 4 days before that, he said that this afternoon I will go home. 10 days. And I calculate briefly. 10 days. 10 days for me is like 1,000 days. It means in that I have to do everything by myself, like cleaning the ceiling with the spider web. I have to clean the door by myself. And I asked him, why so long? And he smiled. He said that, but my village is not so close here. It's like we cannot go back and forth like miles because it's so far. And he said that, so what can I do? 10 days here. And then he answered by to giving me a schedule of what I have to do. But the schedule he dictated for me to do is so boring that I better take a pill to go to sleep for 10 days until he come back. When you are in love, if you are like that, don't laugh. You're like them. 10 days, I better take a pill and go to sleep for 10 days. Wait until he go back. So he knows that she will be very sad. You do that. And she feels very boring, everything he prescribed for her to do. So she better go to sleep until the 5th day of the year, you know, for seeing him again. And he said, so you write to me. And she is very pleased because things she like a lot. She like to write letter. Okay, I will write letter to you. It was 4 days before that. 27. So I went to the post office, central post office, to drop my first letter to him. Of course, you know what she wrote. And when my letter is already in the box, you go to other department, not in the same city, and then suddenly I feel lost. I feel lost. What happened? Before that, I spent all my heart to write beautiful sentence to him and full of certainty that I'm doing good job. He's pleased to receive, but when my letter is put into the box, I feel lost. So I look around and I worry for my letters. Where my letter will go, the travel of my letter to go to where. And in the post central post office is a lot of people. They are very hurry, and then they go out, they put the letter into the box and they go out safely, relaxingly, but coolly. And then, but I am so sad and so empty and so lost. So this first letter to him. 28. It means 2 days before that. There is a lot of guests arriving, visiting my house. And where is your daughter? And my mom said that, oh, she's doing something for that, but at other house. Because she prepare pickle for that, confit fruit for that. But I don't know why. I always want to make the pickle at other house than mine. I want to sleep in other house of my friend better than in my house because it's strange. It's and that is why this is normal mental formation of many young people because the brother in Abraham left. There is many beautiful place for camping, but they have to drive many hours to Pyrenees to camp. It's correct. That is young people. You are similar to each other. You want something new, strange. Because you have no mindfulness. With mindfulness, you look deeper, deeper, and then you see everything is enjoyable. So I said to cut the onion and then try to, and then my feet is numb, and my friend Chow look at the onion I cut, and you, because you put too lot, because onion in order to make pickle, you have to cut on the leaf, but I leave some long leaf, and I said that, suddenly I feel that, oh, you can read the mind of people on the way they cut the onion for the pickle. And so, one person can cut very thoroughly on the roots of the onion and leave the leaf. And another can do differently, but my boyfriend, I'm sure that he will do in the way that he cut wrongly the onion and people can throw away the whole onion and cannot use it. And then I smile. And so my friend Chow asked, why you smile while you are cutting onion? And then she keeps silent. Yeah. If I give to my boyfriend to cut onion, he would do like that in the wrong way and we have to throw the whole onion. And my friend asked a question, but she don't care to listen to my answer and then she run for other things. That is that. Everybody is rushing. So you can ask something, but you do not need to answer and then you rush to do other things. That is. So 29, it means one day from the new year. And then I hope that my second letter, I drop my second letter to the central post office. And so I'm thinking of him. He may be wiping the spider web. And then I see that he tried to avoid the dust on his head and so on. And then I will feel that the mailman will come that this letter, but to receive my letter. But then I dream that he will read my second, but I have to go to the market, and then the watermelon is full, and then the seller will try to attract people by very feeling. And then I will see a baker who with the artificial mud in order to bake for food. And then my friend said that, why people live in order to bake for food? And then you have food, and then you have strength, and then you go and bake for food. And you have some strength and you beg for food. What is the use to live in such a way? But my friend said that, well, you don't know. People always expect something better. Maybe be the beggar may think that one day he can pick up some gold. Or you also, everyone try to expect something new. And then we find our way in a very crowded market, and I'm so suffocated. But my friend said that, never mind, each year there is only one time to go to the market to buy the last ingredients for the new year. And so I have to follow, I have to lean on my friend to go. And when we arrive home, my mom said that I already ordered to buy some earth cake for you not to make it. And then I'm a little bit lost again. I said that the earth cake is so, like, it's very New Year. And so I have no chance to clean the banana leaf, no chance to make prepare the beans, no chance to soak the rice in order to wrap the earth cake. But the earth cake would deliver to my home by the mailman is not interesting. So she said, oh, I will lose that occasion to soak the rice, the sweet rice, and make the beans. But my mom already, in order to relieve my work, she already ordered by, then the post office would deliver that cake. And then the eve of that, I push on the leaf to the corner of my garden and burn and feel the smell of smoke, very pleasant. And then the cat walk relaxingly and rest happily on his or her back, on its back. And I say that, oh, the cat is happier than me. The cat do not need to expect anyone. Then the cat do not expect the letter of her boyfriend. So she's happier than me. The cat have no boyfriend, and her, the cat do not expect the letters from him. And so, and my friend Joe stopped by. After the work of the home, I and you make a round around the city before go back for the transition. And I think, go around the city, not very interesting. And then at 7 p.m., I stop by Joe's home. And then I see her mother is still sewing. And the house is so empty and clean and preparing for that. And her mother said that, oh, all the children are gone to visit the market. And then her mother is lonely on that corner. Suddenly, I remember of my mom also waiting. So, but before that, the mother of Joe, gave me some confit fruit. And then she said, oh, and then on the New Year, I have to eat all these confit fruit all the time. And I think of my mom. My mom is alone at home like this mother. So I better go home. So I went home. He's the most human. And she... I feel that my mom is very lonely like that at my home, so I better go home. So I go home. So I burn an incense stick and then put on the incense pot the altar of my father, and then I lie down on my bed. Feel bad to leave her mother alone at home. She went back, burned incense for her father on the altar, and then she lying down on her bed and crying silently. And transition moment, I feel that there is some spirit who are trying to fold the old carpet and then open a new carpet for the new year. And the firecrackers explode everywhere. And then, and on the cat and the dog are so scared. So I hold on the cat and dog, and I feel that I have a very great feeling of service. Because they are afraid of firecrackers exploding. And the first day of the year, I open my eyes, because I hear the firecrackers exploding everywhere, and then I feel the smoke of the firecrackers, and then all the children are in good dressing, and they walk like very happily, and so there is my sister and her husband came and visit our home, and then they asked, why don't you light the firecrackers? She said that I don't dare, and then he start to hang the firecrackers on the branch of the mango trees, and they burn, and then outside on the garden the plum tree are blossoming very yellow, very beautiful. And then my sister enjoys it. Oh, usually the my flower have only 5 petals, but now they have 6. So good luck. And then everybody come and greet each other, and I feel so lucky that my boyfriend do not come, because he will behave exactly like a robot, like other people, and I will not recognize him. So the second day, we will wake up, and then people come a lot, and at 5 p.m., my sister said that it finished, because that second day is very important, and then the children receive some gift in the red envelope, and they try to count the money, how much they receive. And all the children have the same greeting taught by their parents, saying that, I greet that you have a boyfriend. And then that is, they do it automatically, because everybody want to have, you have a girlfriend this year. I wish this year you have a girlfriend, or this year you have a boyfriend. And my nephew and niece say the same thing to me. And then I go back. They said that the lot of orchid around, and it's a lot. And then we have a walk outside, and there's a lot of firecrackers, things. And then I go back home, and I miss him a lot. Nhớ thật ruột. It's difficult to translate. You miss him. I miss him to the extent that my intestine squeezing. Something Vietnamese. But and then my friend asked, do you receive any letter from him? She said that no. Maybe the post office stopped to work. And she said that no, the post office stopped to work that day. And then my friend said that to have a boyfriend is so tiring, huh? You have to expect, and then you have to wait, and then you have to miss him, and so, and without having a boyfriend is better. But everybody say like that, but everybody wish to have a boyfriend or girlfriend. And so I go home, and I start to eat the earth cake in not very mindful, and then I hear the sound of firecrackers somewhere, and I know that is gone, because in the evening of the second day already the greetings, giving gift with some money for children is already gone. And so we think that is, and then I write another letter to him. And I know that it's too late to send to him because it's the second day, because if I post, it will be the third day. And when you read and you hear that the youth is so beautiful and so wonderful, but many young people don't know how to enjoy it. They only miss expect for something. And then the third day of New Year, and then to stay home, and my former boyfriend come, and then he asked, shall we eat something in order to be less boring? And he said that, okay, we make a mustard green soup, and so something to eat. And we asked, do you want some? And then Leung, my ex-boyfriend, do you still keep my love letter in the past? And she said that maybe. And he said that how many we have written? And he said, about 80 or 90, but I still keep. But we already increased our relationship to friendship only. I don't know why I have low grade our relationship from a two lovers into two friends. What I thought that love is only not true love. And so I and him go and visit friend, and everybody read that we are going to marry, but everybody and nobody is mindful on talking because everybody try to eat some leaf of a melon, seed melon seed. And then they say that when both of you marry, and then we smile, we know that we are not going to marry, but we make fun of them. So for them to misunderstood is... And then he said that, oh, I greet you next year too, etc. It means you will marry the other boyfriend. And I also greet him to marry. It means his other girlfriend. So now it's the fourth. And then until the fourth of the new year, that number of friend come, and they come a lot, like in market. Fang is one friend, hold a dog, and said that, please come to my home. In fact, his house is very large, and he put a hut in the garden, and he said that he's home. So he invite all his friends to come to this hut, and they stand. And so from far away, I see the mailman, and I try to run in order to... And then one friend of me said that, but in fact, it's not his letter. And my friend Nguyen said that, I know that he will not write any letter to you. Maybe he enjoy his time with another girlfriend. And then I'm so sad. And yeah, people are like that. Always wish that other bad luck arrive in order for you to have time to be pitiful for them. So, and then we go. And then we go to the temple, and we all go to burn incense to pray. And then I pray so that my mom will be in good health and for me to be peace. And then I am wondering why when I burn an incense, I always ask to have peace. And then people take photo, and then the photographer said that, look at me, look at me. And then And then, and my friend Fong said, yeah, you are not, nothing interesting. Why you ask me to look at you, to photograph? And I smile. I have pity for everything. Life is like kind of game, unpleasant, empty game, nothing interesting. So the fifth day is the day of our meeting again. He come back to the city. He see me, but his air is a little bit strange. It's not the same. And then, and I ask him, do you receive my letter? He say, yes. And then I ask him, why don't you write me? I don't know why. Have you read my letter? No. So this night, a lot of star. I cry silently. I look at the star, and my friend, full of pity, stayed next to me to girlfriend, woman, and I remember 10 days of wait, and then when my friend take my shoulder and say that, okay, Anne, don't be worried. That's all. 10 days of expectation. And up by another story. In the past, I have done a poem called Drop of Emptiness. I think that is a beautiful poem. So sounds true have made a city called Drop of Emptiness from that poem. But it's a lot of Thai reading poetry. And also brother and sister of Plum Village sing too. Những giọt không, the drop of emptiness, mát lòng vì những giọt không. I feel so fresh, so cool, thanks to the drop of emptiness. Suddenly, our embarkation, our boat, have already reached the shore. Suddenly, my boat have reached the shore.
Chữ thứ ba, câu thứ ba là gì đâu? Sang sông tới bờ rồi câu thứ ba, hai mấy thầy. Có hai chữ nhỏ dưới.
Tới bờ.
Arrive to other shore. Các mềm. The sand is so soft. Sand beach is so soft. Nguyên sẽ câu tiếng chữ gì nữa? Đất. Cái gì âm? The beach is desert. And Nguyên sẽ is the ancient vow. The sand is so soft. The beach is so empty. The former vow, my beginning vow. The vow that you make that vow when you decide to become a monk or nun. The poet Thanh Tịnh have another poem. It's about that too. Vyansa. Vyansa is an ancient vow. And he also go wondering, don't know what to do, and it was at night. Instead of going to the living room, instead of, to go to the temple, instead of seeing the abbot, because so he went. But the temple is closed. But he looked at the in between two door, the door and the wall in wood, and he see the altar of the Buddha. There is one lamp. At that moment, there is no electricity, so there is only one lamp, with the Buddha alone on the altar. And far away, he have seen in that light, very faint, very light, the smile of the Buddha. And he make a poem. And I like to yawn. It means the wind went through the care is the space between the door and the wall. Both are in wood, and so there is this empty space in between. And so the wind passed by, and then your luồng gì khe cửa, rồi câu gì, and make the lamp on the altar a little bit shaking, flickering. The wind go through that empty space between the door and the wall, make the lamp on the altar flickering. An ancient smile. The golden so the ancient smile is satisfy my vow. So he, and I think that he mentioned that poet or other poet, but Cửa Phật Đây Rồi, it means the door of the Buddha is here. I see myself. And I can see that and I can hear the the sound of the bell is sounding everywhere, and I see the door of the Buddha. I see myself. So at the door outside, you have see that. And I can see the ancient smile, and I'm quite satisfied with my vow. That they support. And when Siddhartha, the former prince who became a Buddha, he discovered that life is so lot of suffering and nobody know how to find a way out. So he make a vow. That is an ancient vow for him. To go and search for a way of happiness for himself and for everyone. And you are a monk or nun, you also make that vow because you want to find a way of understanding and of love. And you have the need
to understand yourself, understand the world, understand the society, and then you have the need to love yourself and love people around you and love the society. That is a very deep vow of every monk or nun. It's a deep vow of Siddhartha, the first Buddha. So when we can satisfy that need, understanding and love. In Buddhism, love is something illimited. Love is something illimited. And that is why four illimited mind is loving kindness, compassion, joy, equanimity is illimited. You cannot measure. More you practice, more you see that your love is growing, growing, growing until there is no limit. More you practice compassion is growing, 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 illimited. More you practice joy, the joy is growing, the equanimity is growing, growing without limit. And so that great wish to practice is we call the mind of love, the mind of understanding, bodhicitta. So in Plum Village, more you understand, more you love, more you understand. They are two sides of the reality. So the mind of love or the mind of understanding are the same. Both, more you love, more you understand, more you understand, more you love. So when you, that is called bodhicitta. So when you become a monk or nun, you try to practice that. And more you understand, more you love. And so they are not practitioner of Buddhism. They search for that path. You also, you search for that path, the path of understanding and love. That is natural need of human beings. So even you are monastic or you are lay people, you have the same need. So you have to practice in the way that more you practice, more you can satisfy that understanding and love. Every breath that you breathe in or breathe out, you have to, on this breathing in, breathing out, you must feel a lot of love and understanding. And that is correct practice. But if even you call a practice Buddhist practice, but more you practice, more you are not full of love and understanding, but full of something wrong, angry and so on. So it's not correct practice. So the practice is every minute, every breath, every step, every action, you must feel understanding and love. And you can, more you understand, more you love, you can see the mystery of interbeing, because they are deeply linked. And everything are deeply linked to everything else. And then, that is full satisfaction. And you must feel that full satisfactory at every of your step, at every of your act. That is a true fulfillment. When you breathe in, you breathe out, true fulfillment. When you step, true fulfillment. When you do any act, that is the mangwen. Mangwen is the fulfillment of your vow. And you have no need to search for. You do not need to expect more. And then, in among the mental formation, we have to put that formation of vacuum. That formation of vacuum, of expectation, of the expectation to be loved and to be understood. And to love and to understand too. And that
And that because you arrive already, you don't have to run. And you are home already, you don't have to do anything else except to look deeper and to discover many wonderful things, many wonderful insight. And so, you see, I myself, every day I step, but every step make me happy. And until now, every step still make me happy. And every breath make me happy. And then because I am happy and I can stop, I can enjoy and I can see deeper many things and the resting. And I feel deep fulfillment. And so 10 days of that is a lot of fulfillment if you really practice, but not so boring like this young woman. She also searched for love, for understanding, but nobody taught her how to behave correctly. And so she wastes her 10 days. There is emptiness, there is vacuum in her. And then she always expects something more joyful. And if 10 days we know how to look deeper, enjoy everything positive, wonderful, and then you have a lot of fulfillment during these 10 days. And you have feel quite dissatisfied. Fulfill your vow, your deep vow to be joyful, to understand yourself, to understand people around, to understand the culture of this country and other country. You can understand. And every step must be a fulfillment. Every action will be a fulfillment. So the Buddha have given us a lot of wonderful tools for us to enjoy that beautiful life. But if we don't know how to make use of that, it's a loss, it's a pity. So 10 days for enjoying. Lot of joy to arrive to our home, to be home, and to sitting deeper, enjoy everything deeper. I asked whether in Thailand they can hear, in Vietnam they can hear. This new year I will comment about poetry, love poetry. Maybe poetry of Sun Yew is, and of Titi Kash is also a beautiful woman poet. And I ask whether in Thailand they hear me clear. We hear clearly the voice of Thaplam. So today we, instead of eating, we put in a circle, mini circle, and we sit together as a circle. After eating, we go home to prepare our Tet, our New Year in each hamlet. This short story, if you like to read that short story, there is in each hamlet, there is that short story. I photocopy for each hamlet to have one short story. It's very boring, nothing interesting to read. I asked whether the brother like to read because they have
one copy for Low Hamlet, one copy for New Hamlet. If Upper Hamlet want to have a one copy, I can give. If Sangha want, I can give the copy he gave me. I let the Upper Hamlet to borrow the whole book to read.